Welcome to C-Suite Radio.
It's time for another edition of the Brett Allen Show.
It's go time, you and me.
Join us weekly for the latest pop culture interviews from your favorite TV shows, movies, comedians, and so much more.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie to you, felt good.
Plus, you never know who will drop by.
What happened here was a miracle.
Now, here is your host.
I said throw down, boy.
Welcome to the night's main event.
Brett Allen.
Brett Allen here with the Brett Allen Show, chatting with John Malkovich about his brand new project, The New Look, premiering on Apple TV Plus February 14th with consecutive episodes to follow through the 3rd of April. Mr. Malkovich, thank you for your time. It's a pleasure to meet you today.
Thanks for taking the time.
Absolutely. Well, you've played a lot of iconic characters throughout your career. This one in this project in particular, it's fantastic, by the way. I'm interested to know, when you take on a project like this, what is your process to get into it and to tell this story in such an authentic, honest, and truthful way, which you have with this one in particular?
You know, it's just reading the script, studying the script, making sure that I grasp what I'm saying, what my character is saying, what my character is doing, and the relationships and interactions and possibilities with the characters and the personages that he interacts with. That's my process, as they call it. Everything really is about the writing. And that's what I look longest and hardest at. And I knew Todd would be pretty open, and Lorenzo De Bonaventure, the executive producer, first approached me about this. I've worked many times with Lorenzo, and I have great faith in his instincts about story and character, etc. He's clever, and so that countered a lot. And then for the actual work, once the work starts, most of what I did was with Ben Mendelsohn, who's a wonderful, electric performer who puts out a lot of stimuli. And that's a great thing. You have a lot to pick and choose from and a lot to respond to. And that's the real definition of a kind of dream colleague, in a way. There, he's always giving. And most of my things were with Ben, some of the other actors as well, but mostly with Ben. So that was always a delight.
Yeah, well, it's fantastic. I mean, I'm a huge fan of your work.
Thank you.
I've enjoyed everything absolutely that you've done in The Line of Fire. I mean, there's so many, but that one in particular.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I want to ask one more question here before we wrap. You alluded to this in your previous answer, but for you, out of all the projects you've done, including this, is there one that really stands out to you the most, where perhaps you've learned the most about yourself, either as a person or as an actor and storyteller, if it's even possible to do, because you've done so many great things?
Well, I think you learn about yourself always, I think. I mean, if there is a point in life, at least one of them is maybe that you come to know yourself and how you have or haven't or should or shouldn't or might not change, and how experience affects you. Probably in that way, one of the signal experiences would have been a film I did called in the movies, there are others on stage, would have been dangerous liaison film I did many years ago, and that I learned a lot about that from my colleagues, from Glenn and Close and Michelle Pfeiffer, Uma Thurman, from Stephen Frears, from Chris Hampton, the writer and adapter of the novel for his play Les Liaisons Dangereuses, and from Mike Fox, a great, great camera operator, Philippe Rousselot, who was the cinematographer, and Stuart Craig, the set designer, James Acheson. I learned a lot about what a camera can and can't do, and the things that matter in filming. And it gave me a lot of insight about that aspect, which I'm certain I wouldn't have had without that experience. It wasn't always an easy film to do, or easy experience, or always fun or something. I can't say that. But it was, for me, a very critical experience, as was the first film I did called The Killing Fields. That was pretty much a life changer too.
Wonderful. Mr. Malkovich, thank you for your time.
Thank you for your interest. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thanks for listening and being a part of today's conversation.
Thank you.
If you enjoyed today's episode, please consider sharing it with a friend. It's absolutely free.
A major proportion.
The views and opinions of our guests do not necessarily reflect those of the host.
And remember, we care.